S-I-T-E Epi-I-S-R, second French UNIFIL soldier dies, IRGC Hormuz blockade confirmed kinetic, issued 18:27 Israel time, 15:27 UTC, Wednesday the 22nd of April 2026. Bottom line, since the prior Citrep, a second French UNIFIL peacekeeper has died from wounds sustained in a weekend Hezbollah ambush, confirmed by President Macron, the most significant new development on the Lebanon front. Separately, the IRGC's Strait of Hormuz blockade is now confirmed kinetic, with Iran International Citrep reporting fire on three vessels and seizure of two foreign ships. While Trump has narrowed the US-Iran ceasefire extension to 3 to 5 days and signaled a second round of talks could occur within 36 to 72 hours. Since the previous Citrep, two materially new developments have reshaped the picture. On the Lebanon front, Macron confirmed the death of a second French UNIFIL soldier from the Hezbollah ambush, raising the French fatality count from that incident to two and intensifying pressure on the ceasefire framework. On the Iran track, the Hormuz blockade has escalated from a posture to a kinetic operation, with IRGC forces reported to have fired on three vessels and seized two ships. Trump simultaneously narrowed his ceasefire extension to 3 to 5 days and signaled talks could resume in Islamabad by Friday or Saturday. Israeli strikes in Al-Tiri continued, with Lebanese authorities condemning the besiegement of journalists at the strike site. Iran, IRGC Hormuz blockade turns kinetic, ceasefire extended 3 to 5 days. Hormuz blockade, kinetic escalation TLDR Iran SITEPR reports that Iran fired on three vessels in the Strait of Hormuz and seized two foreign ships on day 54 of the conflict, with total transits reduced to 4 versus a pre-war 7-day average of 12. A 30-nation task force led by the UK and France has been tasked with reopening the strait, though no operational plan has been disclosed. Trump's statement. Trump posted publicly that Iran is collapsing financially and losing $500 million a day, claiming Iranian military and police are not being paid. These claims are unverified and originate from a political statement, not an intelligence assessment. Ceasefire extension and talks. A White House official told Fox News that Trump extended the US-Iran ceasefire by only 3 to 5 days, a narrower window than the indefinite extension reported earlier, and 12 chat war monitors. Trump told the New York Post that a second round of talks in Islamabad is possible within 36 to 72 hours. It's possible, with Pakistani sources cited as expecting talks by Friday. N12 chat reported that the Turkish and Pakistani foreign ministers spoke by phone about the latest developments in US-Iran talks, with both countries coordinating mediation efforts. N12 chat also reported that the US called on its citizens remaining in Iran to use the partial reopening of Iranian airspace to depart immediately. Iranian domestic messaging, IRNA, reported Iranian First Vice President Aref and Interior Minister Momeni both issued statements marking the IRGC's founding anniversary, describing the Corps as an anchor of regional peace and a pillar of national security. These statements reflect Tehran's effort to project institutional cohesion amid reported financial and operational pressure. Lebanon Northern Front, second French UNIFIL soldier dies, Al-Tiri strikes continue. French UNIFIL fatality, President Macron confirmed that Corporal Anicet Girardin, wounded in a weekend ambush against French UNIFIL peacekeepers in Lebanon, died on Wednesday. Staff Sergeant Florian Montorio was killed in the same Saturday ambush. Macron attributed the attack to Hezbollah fighters. Hezbollah has denied responsibility. NATO Secretary General Rutte separately stated the alliance will always defend Turkey, noting that four Iranian missiles had been intercepted heading into Turkish airspace over the past weeks. Al-Tiri, ongoing strikes and journalist besiegement. Israel Hayom reported two killed in an Israeli Air Force drone strike in southern Lebanon. Bint Jaibel News identified the two killed as Mukhtar Ali Nabilbatsi and Mohammed Al-Harani, struck in Al-Tiri. Al-Manar asserted that Israeli forces restruck the same vehicle targeted earlier in Al-Tiri, killing two and preventing ambulance crews from reaching the scene, and that reporters were besieged at the site. Lebanon's Minister of Information stated the government is following up with UNIFIL and the Lebanese Army Command regarding the besiegement of journalists Amal Khalil and Zainab Faraj in Al-Tiri, condemning the attack and holding Israel responsible for their safety. Medical sources cited by Al Jadid reported the Red Cross was heading to evacuate journalist Amal Khalil from Al-Tiri after the Israeli army granted approval through the coordination mechanism. Unconfirmed, Quds News Network reported four injuries from an Israeli airstrike on Yomour al-Shakif, Lebanon. Bint Jayal News reported artillery shelling targeting the town of Kunayn. These claims have not been corroborated by trusted or mainstream sources. Ceasefire extension N12 chat reported, citing CNN, that Lebanon is seeking to extend the ceasefire with Israel by at least 1 month. This aligns with the prior SITFP's reporting on Lebanese President Aoun's contacts to extend the ceasefire framework. IDF retrospective disclosure. The IDF confirmed that prior to the ceasefire taking effect, troops under the 91st Division conducted operations against Hezbollah infrastructure in the area of Dibin, approximately 12 kilometers inside Lebanese territory. This is a retrospective disclosure and does not represent a new post-ceasefire operation, West Bank. Settler activity continues. Der Dibwan fatality named. Quds News Network published footage of the farewell for Odeh Atef Awada, identified as killed by Israeli settler gunfire during an attack on the town of Der Dibwan, northeast of Ramallah. This is consistent with the settler shooting at Ramallah reported in the prior site trip. The naming of the victim is the new element. Quds News Network also reported Israeli settlers storming the town of Mikmas, northeast of occupied Jerusalem, and continued settler activity at Tel Tarsala near Jabba, northern Nablus. These reports originate from a propaganda-rated source and have not been independently corroborated. Multilateral institutions. NATO reaffirms Turkey defense commitment. Iran nuclear enrichment in focus. NATO Secretary General Rutte stated the alliance will do what's necessary to defend Turkey after four Iranian missiles were intercepted heading into Turkish airspace over recent weeks. Al Jazeera published an explainer on Iran's uranium enrichment capacity, citing MIT professor Ted Postol on Iran's 440-kilogram stockpile of 60% enriched uranium. This is analytical context, not a new operational development. End of Sitrep. Full coverage at sitrepisr.com.